Wow. Yeah.
So, yes, you do. And you don't have to figure out what to do about it all at once. You just reach for better feeling thoughts, better feeling thoughts, better feeling thoughts, better feeling thoughts. And pretty soon, they will be the predominant thoughts that are within you. And if something happens and you don't feel good for a minute, it's no big deal. You have so much leeway. You see, so much leeway. You don't have to figure it out all at once. And it's not your job to figure it out for your child anyway. It's your job to figure it out for yourself.
Thank you, Abraham.
So, but it will help your child if you begin to say things such as, you know, I'm beginning to feel the strength of your physical being. I think we're almost through this. As you begin to say to your child, I don't think we're going to have much more of this. I don't need to be quite so protective of you because I can feel that the strength of you is becoming the dominant part of you. And son, I'm so glad to see this. I'm so glad to see this. As you say things such as, oh, well, we've had fun together, haven't we, on this? But I think this has served us as well as it's going to. So now we can let this go. In other words, just be playful and light and as open about it as you can. And speak the words. You see, here's the thing. Speak the words that feel the best. Speak the words that feel the best. So does it feel better to say, I have a sick child or I have a well child? Which words feel better? Never mind what's going on right now. Which words feel better? My child is well. My child is well. My child is hearty. My child has resiliency. Those words feel better. Say them, say them, say them, say them, say them, say them, say them. That's the story you want to tell. And if somebody says, wait, that's not what you've been saying and that's not what you've been living in, how can you say that when this is what's going on? Say to them, that was then, this is now. This is where we're going. I'm talking about where we're going, not where we've been. And as you start speaking more and more relative to all subjects, all of you, about where you're going instead of where you've been, then where you are becomes a vibrational match to what's in your vibrational escrow. It just gets better and better and better and better. It does.
Thank you, Abraham.
Yes, it is.
My next favorite topic, money. I've been doing the checkbook exercise, and I was doing it for a while.
Is it fun?
I really enjoyed it until I got to spending $85,000 a day.
Well, our question was, is it fun, not was it fun? Is it fun? No, then don't do it anymore.
My question is...
because when you play a game, mm-hmm. when you play a game that feels like work, it's no longer serving its purpose. The point of it was to free up your feeling of prosperity, to help you practice the feeling of prosperity. And now you're feeling overwhelmed in the game. Is that what's going on?
What's going on is that I didn't know how to spend the money. I've already paid all my student loans. I had several houses, and I've done so many cruises, and my whole family got cruises. I couldn't imagine where to spend the money. And so I thought, there's a lot of I don't know that I don't know. My imagination is not going to a vibrational place that I want to go. So I started watching The Rich and Famous so I can learn how to spend money. But they look miserable. And so my question is, I really enjoy a life of abundance.
Well, you have come upon something really important here, because all that's happened in this process, you see, almost everyone has feelings of sort of ceilings or limitations on how much money you associate with living the good life. In other words, you have these feelings of how much money is enough money and how much money is too much money. And so when you started, even though you were doing it in a virtual game, when you started spending more money than you were comfortable in spending, and then that's a really interesting thing that happened, because as you looked at the rich and famous, you saw them sort of as you've believed them to be. There are a lot of people that are spending a lot of money and they're feeling joyful in it. But you can't find them from your place of believing that spending money is an appropriate thing.
Oh.
So let's work on that just for a little bit, because we want to ask you some questions. If you were to purchase something that you really don't need, something that costs a lot, let's say that you get off the cruise ship in one of these cities and you go past where most tourists buy most things, and you go into a jewelry store and you find something that's really shiny and beautiful and that attracts you because of its beauty, and you